This week marks Fair Trade Week in the Czech Republic, and the main focus is on coffee. Consumers can sample various brands and speak with coffee producers from Mexico to Tanzania, while the consumption of fair trade goods in the Czech Republic increased by 22% in the last year. Such products are still relatively new to the country. They only became available in 2004, when the Czech Republic joined the European Union. Sarah Borufka spoke to John Kandragaila, the export manager of a trade fair farmers union based in Tanzania, about the situation of coffee farmers there and how the fair trade market differs from conventional trade.
With the conventional market, prices depend on the forces of demand and supply. When there is plenty of coffee, prices can go up. Then everybody produces a lot of coffee. But all of a sudden it comes down. So most of the times the price is down. But for fair trade, there is a minimum price to be paid. When it goes up, you can pay up. But when it comes down, you should pay at least the price which can recover the production costs. That's very important. And then you have a social premium of 10 cents per pound, which is part of making the two parts of the world close to each other, the north and the south. That's the main difference.
And what does the KCU, the Kagera Cooperative Union, do for its members, its farmer members?
It keeps them together, it costs all its coffee, the members' coffee, it markets the members' coffee, so it's owned by the members themselves, so actually it does not buy, but it collects and sells to the market, then it passes all the proceeds to the members. The members are the decision makers on everything that is done on their coffee.
How would you say has fair trade changed the situation of the farmers in your country specifically, and which problems still remain?
If it was not for fair trade, with a globalized world, with free market, we would have been scattered already. We wouldn't have been together at all. But with the fair trade, we are able to earn enough income from the coffee, so we keep our members together. That's one. Secondly, when we get the fair trade benefit of the minimum price, which is the cost of production and the social premium, then we can take care of the community development in our different areas. We can build some schools, we can build some health centers using the same money, because coffee is the main source of income in the area. The market is very small. We are selling only 25%, 30% of our production to the fair trade market. We believe if we can sell at least 60% to the fair trade market, then more income will be coming to our producers, so they can build some better houses for themselves, they can dress better, they can take more children of theirs to school, and that's what we need. So we are here to expand the market so that it can be a bit bigger.
And talking of market expansion, how long have you been doing fair trade with the Czech Republic?
I came in Czech only the day before, yesterday actually. That's when I got here. In the past, I tried to send samples before 2004, and the coffee samples came back to Tanzania. Then I was scared that I cannot even send a container of coffee here, because either it will get lost or it will come back to Tanzania. But today, I am here. So this is a very good beginning. I think it will be possible to send the samples, and it might be possible to send the containers of coffee to this country.
So this is the first time that you any products from Tanzania, that any fair trade products, have come to the country just yesterday?
No, for me, I came yesterday, but Czech has got instant coffee from us through El Puente in German. We sell to El Puente in German, we sell to Gepa, and I think some of those products are getting into Czech through Europe. But we have never done direct contact with this country. It was difficult at the beginning. But from today onwards, I'll make sure that it's no longer difficult, I think.
And lastly, which other markets are you hoping to expand into? Are there any specific countries you have in mind that don't carry fair trade products yet?
Frankly speaking, all along I've been thinking of Romania, Hungary, Poland, the Czech. And for information, since I started my trip last week, I've been in Hungary, I've been in Poland, I've been in Czech. I've not been, and I will not be in Romania this time, but I have to come back to see if this can be part of the fair trade system also, because it was not yet very common here like it is in the western part. We hope it will be.
And that was John Kandragaila from Tanzania speaking to Sarah Borufka.